everybody. It's Black Tower Podcast, and we are live at JordanCon!
Sorry, yes. I can't see you.
My friend Hadan Kadir here was skinned this morning, and he's not having a good day.
All right, I can't breathe. Damn.
Ain't got no skin on it.
I know what's wrong with it. Ain't got no skin on it.
That's right. We're here at JordanCon. Are you here at JordanCon?
For once, yeah. Yeah.
Are you here at JordanCon? This game is first time. For all those of you tuning in, I am Josh. I am the Sorb on the Hill. You knew that already. But in case you didn't, I had to tell you again. Who are you?
No fingerprint.
No finger.
No skin. No finger.
No skin.
Let me buy John Mahal. I'm Andrew.
And joining us from Two Geeks One Mike is Eamon, the poison checker in the hand. He's been checking poison for us to make sure we don't, you know, die.
Also, if you let us know in the chat, how does the audio sound?
Yeah, give us.
Are we
audio checks? How are we sounding?
Are we echoing over each other? Whatever.
Okay, so we're at day two of JordanCon, right? Day two of JordanCon. What has been? And we'll start with you, Amy, because this is your first JordanCon.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite, most memorable JordanCon thing?
So many. Crazy.
So are you saying are you saying that it the most memorable piece on it is that it's been
yeah.
A good one. What about you?
I gotta say the same thing we say every year. It's meeting all the people again, man. Reuniting, seeing all the people again.
That is
so fantastic. Running into Maria is always fun because she's always a delight. Not that everybody else isn't. Yeah, everybody else is, but you know, Maria has that special place in everybody's heart.
She does.
And if she doesn't, fix your heart.
Fix your heart.
What about you?
My favorite moment has been so far has been I really love the cosplays. We've seen some new cosplays this year. I mean, this is one of them. Like, I'm not kidding. When I saw this, you guys, he did not tell anybody about this. When I saw this, it was great. Yes. We have Matt Pong sitting over there. We've got Fear over there. It's just amazing. Everything. So if you're here, if you're at JordanCon, what you need to do is just walk around behind the couch and give us a little like hair flip and show off your cosplay because we want to see it. We want to see that.
You know that's Michael Livingston over there.
I do know that, yes.
I like looked at him and I was like,
I said, you should come hang out with us at 5 o'clock. And he was like, I'll try. He's a very busy man.
So
so you guys know, specifically for those of you who are live here today, we are collecting Trolloc impersonations. So we've got a mic back here. And if you come by, what I want you to do is, first off, hair flip. Show me the cosplay. If you don't want to show a cosplay or you're not in a cosplay, that's fine. But we need you to step up to the mic and give us your best Trolloc impression. It could be a growl. It could be a roar. What do you think a Trolloc sounds like? It could be a snort. It could be like a piggy snort, a boar snout thing. It could be like a screech, like a bird screech, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are two homework assignments that I'm giving to people attending live right now.
Kevin hasn't done it yet, but if we see him, we're going to try to grab him.
Yeah, no, Kevin's around here somewhere. We're going to definitely peer pressure him into doing it. We do also have someone else that's kind of hanging out right now. And,
Noah would have had the other wireless mic ready.
Sorry. That would have been smart of me. We're gonna, hold on. He's cracking right. So.
Perfect.
Beginning. Go. We've been giving out flags. There's lots of flags. There's always flags. Always. Let's see how fast we can do this. All right. Oh, Kevin, speak of the devil and he's up here. I need you for 2 seconds. I need you to get up in the mic and
turn it on.
Tell me what a Trolloc sounds like. Give it to us.
This is birdcrawler.01.
Glorious. Glorious. That is. So, waterdrop.jpg. Okay. Love it. Beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome.
So, Jordan,
do you see the other wireless mic?
Go get a Kevin. What's that?
Where's the other wireless mic?
I don't know. Where'd you put it?
It was in the bag. I saw it.
I don't know.
Fell out in that chair. It's like, we're looking for another wireless mic.
Yeah, there,
like this.
Should be another wireless mic. Well, there's one frolic sound. Leah, do you want to like show off your cosplay and give us a frolic sound? Because your cosplay is amazing. It's absolutely on fire. Is it on?
No, I turned it back off.
Okay, back on. So we've got Lanfear. Lanfear has lots of experience with frolics and knowing what frolics sound like. Give us a twirl. Let everybody see the amazingness here.
Amazingness? She took my fucking skin.
She took your skin?
Fucking Forsaken coming over here and taking her skins.
All right. We got an Eagle Street frolic. What do you think a frolic sounds like? No. Kevin gave us an Eagle. I'm just saying you've got that. Yeah, that's what that was. And he gave us a water drop as well.
Rawr.
Oh, that, I mean, those are great. Did you get the other one?
No, I don't know where it is. It might just be in the room.
If we have to do the passing thing, we'll
just... Yeah, no, he can take mine and I'll just take that.
There you go, man. We actually might want to do that anyway, because it would be cool to have someone standing up guiding people in.
Oh, if you want to stand up and guide people in, then I nominate you. You're the personable one.
Am I?
Yeah.
Or is that the person? All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to set my mic right here.
At least we have the batteries for the other one.
Had batteries for this.
Yeah.
What? That here was quite.
Might even adjust up some more. I'm not sure.
That's a good.
No.
Because we need more trolleys. That's what all of it.
Jordan is happy.
Jordan is
that
happy.
Amazing to, I think, to Leah's.
Yeah.
Right. Yet someone else who stole from me. Thanks for stealing my hat.
Now, give us your best. What are the frolics like? That's a good.
Why not?
Go ahead. Would sound exactly like
yeah.
That.
Don't frame it off
that. You know what? That's great. So, yeah, anybody watching, we need frolic sound. Come make a trolic sound for me. What does a trolic say? Okay, we got Innkeeper and Oz here. He's been working on this all day. I know who that
is. It's called the Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
So I got to get it.
Just keep working it through.
It's a process.
From his guttural.
That's it. I had it.
It sounds like it sounds like a frolic snack.
Go back down. Go back down.
A gut roll.
Go down. Go down on it. Really, just go down. You grab it.
I'm grabbing it. Yeah.
Firmly grasping.
firmly grasped it. Anyway, that was great. In Keeper Mouse is from a little show called The Dusty Wheel. Doreen, come on in. All right, we got another Matt Coffin here. Let's see what this Matt Coffin thinks. Crawler sounds like.
Science fiction.
Crawler. All right. Channel it. Source it. Bring it in. Beautiful. And the Oscar goes to Doreen. Obviously, that was
a good one. How much expense do you have to get going?
Is it on?
Is it on? Oh, did you guys not hear?
No. That is driving. Try it again. Try it again.
Jump here. Huh?
They don't have to do it. They're like brothers.
Well. Are you aware of it?
We got it.
Oh, is it?
Are you aware of it? Okay, so.
Still nothing.
I heard it. I backed up. Right on. Okay.
Wake up, the drawing color. Yes. Is the microphone working now? Yes.
All right. Should be. We've got experience with problems. As we know, but other people who play they know so much.
Jordan had a good idea. If someone could record on their phone with a voice memo as well.
Okay.
As a backup.
Well, here, hand me the video.
Oh, yeah, we brought that. Or you brought that.
Yep. Okay. Look, I'm going to get France kicking.
Don't forget the arm button.
Shut up. Why would you say that? There it is. Look at that arm.
All right.
All right, so I will give my version of what I think of Crawler. Okay, I feel like most Crawlers are going to be like twisted, right, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like. Like that. That's what I think. That's what I think.
Better than that.
Better than that.
What's wrong? Crazy, it was a feather. Oh man. So what's going on the rest of the day?
The rest of the day we're gonna do our traditional Breakers. It's a nice Korean barbecue.
If you're here and you wanna go to Breakers, come with us.
Oh, okay. We definitely have someone who knows what a trolley sounds like. Juan and Sulin. We've got Sulin, one of the maybe fierce agents of the pizza. John Sulin, helping us all as we were personal.
I need your fingers, sir. Would you go into the audio setting?
Yeah.
And then audio. And is echo cancellation turned on? Can you turn it off?
Jordan pointed out that there was something kind of filtering out audio, so we turned off echo cancellation. We'll see how that goes, see if that fixes it. This one, you kind of got to be a little closer to the mic to be heard pretty well.
Run away.
This thing gets warm, but then I move and the air flows through it. It's pretty nice. It's like, do you want to pick up audio in the mic? Like, sure. Get it because it's your brand.
Yeah.
Deny it. Run from it. All audio is now gone. Hold on. Apparently all audio is now gone. You're still hearing it?
I'm still hearing it.
All right.
Talk into this and make sure it works. You tell me what, if you hear me or not.
Favorite pet, seeing all the people again that I've seen the past couple of years. Getting back together with Foster. What
Oh my god, that's what everybody says. But
yeah.
It really does.
It is. Yeah. Alright.
So, good personality. Oh, you're not the riskiest everyone. So I have to have a mission. So one more thing. Yes, you are.
No, we purposely like ran away to avoid doing that. That was by design. No, I'm already doing a thing today, so. Thank you.
Show everybody your cosplay.
Hello, I'm Reese / Aludra, and this is my cosplay. Ta-da! I don't know.
Very nice.
Thank you. More at eight.
All right, well, you guys are going to not throw it.
Hey, why would we go to Harvard?
You know, nobody said that it has to be like guttural trollic fighting noises.
Okay, they could be sexy.
It could be sexy trollic noises. Everyone. Yeah.
They could probably do
that. They could do that. I'm sure Jordan could use sexy trollic noises.
I'm generally not the growler, I'm the growly, so. You're welcome. This is a solid point.
All right, well, okay, well,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over anyway. You guys are amazing. Like I said, go check out the North Harbor podcast.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very nice touch. I like it. I love it.
You're
awesome.
Okay. I got to get up.
All right, all right. I think we're to that point where we are going to do a thing that's exciting.
Okay.
That we want to do. No, I'm not going to do that. Not yet, anyway. That's the After Dark show. That's the After Dark show.
Oh,
okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
What?
You said you've done this on your own. Nobody
yes,
can
I did.
Hear
I did. I did do that. Everybody is watching now being like, what the hell is Josh doing? Okay. Why does everybody clear out when it's our... Like they know who we are or something. Oop, don't fall. Stay. Okay. I gotta find people. It's like they all left. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go grab someone.
Actually heard him pretty good that time.
All right, here we go. Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself. We're live with BPP.
Hello, my name's Mark. I go by Uncle Alti on Discord. What's going on?
Uncle Alti's here. What's up? Okay, so today we're talking about two things. One, what does a trolley sound like?
Mm-hmm.
And two, what's been your favorite JordanCon experience thus far?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, I can hear it.
You can start with the second one if you'd like.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I honestly, one of my favorite parts of JordanCon is just checking out the dealer's hall and seeing what's out there. Yeah, just seeing who's there, what's going on. Like, I was blown away by the gigantic Lego Valentino Traveler Circus.
Wasn't that amazing?
Ridiculous. Love that.
We'll go get pictures. We'll post that in our Discord later.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. Yeah.
And now,
the Trolloc.
What does the Trolloc sound like?
I would say, give us your best. I like it.
That's exactly what I heard when I faced Trollocs.
Yep.
Right? That's it right there. Thank you so much
you
for
bet.
Being here. Continue having a great run.
You
time.
Too. That was fun.
And it would be amazing.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Are you,
Oh, no.
I think we need that reaction on camera. Do you want to come have a seat? No?
Oh.
come tell us what a Trolloc sounds like?
Yes.
Give us your, yeah, come on.
Yes.
Yeah, we are live right now. Black Tower Podcast. You know us. Introduce yourself.
Jerry Williams.
And
my second year.
Second Jordan. And tell us, what has been your favorite Jordan time off so far?
Sorry about this, but watching Guy Roberts.
Watching
the water challenge.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
Yes, it was.
Like, the dude was amazing. He had both eyes covered, and he was standing, and
absolutely.
He still won.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I think
Brother Zachary, was that his brother,
yeah,
Zachary?
Yeah.
I think he proved it.
You think he was saving the G for Guy?
Which was probably smart.
Probably a good move. All right, and what do you think it's all about?
Am I supposed to make
the
sound?
Make the sound. Give us your best impersonation of a song. Yeah! Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, thank you so much. You absolutely may. Grab a sticker and a wristband if you haven't got one already. And thank you so much. Have a fantastic Jordan time. Come on in. Let's do this. Yeah, well, yeah, so come on in, introduce yourself, and we're doing two questions. We're doing what's been your favorite Jordan time moment so far, and what does a Trolloc sound like?
Favorite moment so far, I did the Livingston panel. It was really interesting about Agincourt and Thermopylae and all the historic battles, a lot of stuff I didn't realize. I'm kind of a history buff, so I love that part. That was really cool.
Have you read Agincourt?
No, I haven't. I'm going to pick it up. It's I've seen specials about it, but I didn't know he actually said he had moved for location.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's like, my newest
one. He does an interesting, sorry, we're getting on a tangent here, but I don't care because it's awesome. If you haven't read Michael Livingston's books, you should. But he has a real interesting way of going back and giving, like, history and context
mm-hmm.
to the historical moment. Before talking about the historical
yeah,
moment,
yeah, yeah.
So if you've got a thing for history, like that's where you need to be.
Yeah,
like it's amazing.
Yeah.
Now,
mine's very specific though.
Okay. Okay.
It's corresponding portions of the Grand Triangle is are congruent. That's NAR.
Okay.
Because it's smart.
I walked right into that one.
Well done.
Well done, sir. Well done. Yes. Yes. Grab yourself some swag, even though you don't deserve it, you nerd.
The doctor looked like he had to leave.
Yeah, he was busy. He has to, he's a busy man. He's a busy man. He's
well,
got things going on.
This looks fun.
Well, good. We are fun.
A compliment from the doctor.
From the doctor. That's always good. Oh, thank you. Landfear is going to go compel some people. That's it, right? That's the weave. Wait, go, don't go!
Compel.
Boom, compels.
The
power boom, compels.
Compels.
The power of booty compels you.
I'm going to have to be, like, conscious of this to make sure, like, it is covered.
Yeah, you
and,
you're not
once
keeping
again,
any
lady,
secrets over there, my
you.
Guy. How's everybody? Okay, how's the FOMO? Like, let's check in with our audience here. How's the FOMO, guys? Are you guys holding up? Are you guys doing okay? Like, you know, make sure that you guys are also hydrating. It's not just us at the con that needs to hydrate. You also need to hydrate. Okay?
Let me see.
The thing. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Mothatar Balan says that the fits look great. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod Patarvalon. We are joined by another very special guest. We're doing introduce yourself and tell me about your favorite JordanCon moment so far, and then tell me what a Trolloc sounds like. Like, do your best impression of a Trolloc. Yeah, we got this. You got this. Come on.
Hello, I'm Lady Mock.
Lady Mock.
Yes. Let's see. My favorite Jordan. Does it have to be like this yet?
Nope. It could be, it could be from any year. Magical Jordan time moment.
So, I think. outside somewhere, I don't know where, but it was just like a whole thing, and everybody was freaking out, and they're like, there's what? There was a possum, and everybody's like, no, there was no possum, and they're like, no, no, there was an actual,
there was
an actual baby possum, just chilled out, frozen in place in the hotel lobby, because there was all these people, like, screaming and everything around it, and it didn't know what to do, so, yeah, I feel like that's, like, one of my, even though I wasn't directly there, just, like, secondhand hearing about said incident, it's still,
well, like, there's just the crazy things happen.
Yes, yes, very crazy.
All right, now.
And
give us your best trolloc. What do trollocs sound like? They can screech, they can grunt, they can roar, or they can be big nerds.
Okay. Let's see. I gotta think about this.
Okay. Take your time. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. And you look absolutely glorious, absolutely radiant right now. Thank you so much. All right, do we have another trolloc impersonator? Step on up, sir. Go ahead, tell the people who you are.
My name is Matt Stagger.
And what's your favorite JordanCon moment so far?
Honestly, I got to meet Guy Roberts. I was volunteering.
Amazing.
So just meeting him was really cool.
Isn't he a nice guy?
Very much. I gave him a ribbon I made for him, which is a little too awesome, and he thought it was funny. I am 100% on board with that.
He did not ask him if he saw our meme.
Should have
been. You see something the Black Trolloc made. Okay, now, what does the Trolloc sound like? Damn. Listen, I would pee myself if I bought something making that noise. And I'm not afraid to admit it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Continue having an amazing Jordan Power.
Thank you. Love yours, too. what is it?
Oh, my God.
Any plans for tomorrow?
Yeah, we got lots of plans. Well, I honestly don't know, man. Look, I'm just trying to get through today.
Brass tap. We got to do brass tap.
We got to do the brass
tap. Do that every year.
We're gonna do breakers today, right?
Breakers today. We did Lazy Dog yesterday.
We did Lazy Dog yesterday, which has one of the best smoky maple bacon old fashions in existence. It's amazing, and it's apparently pet friendly, which I didn't know that.
Oh,
I did not know that.
I think like most places that have
outdoor
patios
like that. Yeah.
Or
are they
semi pet friendly?
Nice.
I think most places that do that are. I don't know.
Well, that's cool. Okay, talk me through your inspiration for the cosplay here. Because, okay, so first off, the thing you guys need to know is this was like layered. Layered, get it? Yesterday we walked around.
I have one
belt. You know, you had pants on. He had the rag,
on.
He was wiping his face, he had the neck kerchief thing.
I still do.
Yeah, well, yeah, you still do.
Yeah.
And he would ask all the Matt, he would, like, get mad at all the Matt Poppins for, like, swindling him out of his hat.
Yeah.
And it was great. Today, do you want to, like, expound on what, most people, I think, are going to pick it up pretty quick, but. All right.
So, like, the rag thing yesterday was happy, this is, like, kind of like a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
It was after I already, like, took a towel from Eamon's room and was just like, I'm fucking sweating. Because this is, like, all, like, cotton fabric and stuff. It's not really
pretty thick, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait. Especially after Matt buys the hat, he's always, like, carrying around a rag to wipe himself off. So. But this was something that Leia and I talked about and put together because she wanted to do Lanphier. Or came up with the idea of doing Lanphier around the
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Step on into the frame here. Lanphier taking center stage. Oh, how very cliche.
Here's a mic if you want.
So let's do this really quick because we got a couple of people I think are going to give us some pretty good trolloc noises. Come on to the live stream here with the Black Tar Podcast. Introduce yourself.
I'm Penny Wattcake Lady.
In the flesh.
Delicious.
Tomorrow you're having a bake-off, is that correct?
Yes, with Wine Spring Cafe. And I'm gonna kick her ass.
Bro,
I love that we've got those like WWF style of like, oh, I'm gonna make the change so scrubbly and moist in a bit.
I'm gonna be decadent.
Where's that gonna be streamed at?
Maybe.
On what channel?
Oh, on the Wheel and Chill Show at 2 Central Time.
Eastern Time.
Eastern Time. Sorry.
I just wanted to make sure.
I haven't slept very much.
That seems to be going around. All right, now, if you were going up against Trollic, what noise would that Trollic make? What does Trollic sound like when you read it? Beautiful. That was amazing. And remember, tune in tomorrow, 2:00 at the Wheel and Chill Show, because it's going to be a bake-off. I might be there.
And anyone in attendance will probably get to sample something.
Oh, let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake.
Maybe not cake precisely, but something sweet.
Something. And what's been your favorite moment so far? Favorite Jordan Time moment so far?
Well, it was really cool going to the Shakespeare panel with Guy Roberts.
Ooh.
He's very, very smart.
I will say, we've gone to the panels and things like that. And the rooms are usually pretty large, and that one was pretty big, and it was full. Like, when we got there, there was a dude outside riding on the board pole, and we were like, well, I guess we don't get to see.
I got there really early, because I was worried about that.
You're smart. Well, thank you so much. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your evening, and, like, kick some ass tomorrow.
And I'll see you tonight at the
Oshimon
gathering.
At the Oshimon meetup. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good night.
You look amazing. You look absolutely amazing. All right. Sorry to interrupt your story, the Lady Lanphier.
We shall talk about this later.
Yeah.
Later.
You might take her story.
That's the thing she does.
Hey.
You didn't need your skin anyway, right?
You weren't using it. I mean, look on the right side. No more sunburns.
Yeah.
No more. I almost said skin burn.
Which is going to come in handy for traveling the wastes.
Yeah. Not the fat.
Yeah. I could definitely use some of that for sure.
But yeah, but this is why you guys should join their Patreon, because we ended up after you guys do your Tuesday live recording, sometimes pop into your Patreon only chat.
That's true.
And, there were no beverages involved.
No, not at all.
Conversation.
No.
And he was talking about his ideas, like, I need to find a land for. I was like, funny story. I am doing a land for your costume.
What a coinky thing.
Yeah, and I was like, we need to coordinate.
The wheel weaves. The wheel weaves. It was a magical moment.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. But yeah. And I made the top, and then I just, like, put together, lingerie, obviously, worn appropriate.
I can't find a flaw in that logic.
So, yeah.
It's amazing.
I just bought all my.
I took out all my lingerie. It's like, go work with it.
Oh, and of course, a shout out to Joe from Flatcast, because even though I didn't hear the suggestion at the time, while we were talking, he was like, "Oh, you should get like one of the Attack on Titan bodysuits."
Yeah.
And then like I went and found it, I was like, "Oh, look, an Attack on Titan bodysuit would be perfect." And I was like, "Yeah, that's what I said." Oh, whoops.
You know, little known fact, a lot of people don't know this. I pulled out all my lingerie for this outfit too. So. Yeah.
This lingerie is Amish approved.
Well played. Well played. I walked right into that one. I know, right? We need to fix that. We need to remedy that.
We need to remedy.
Yeah, I need to cure my hangover.
I can do some fireballs later. We got some fireballs.
You're on your own on that.
We'll weave some fireballs. Does anybody in the comments section have a suggestion on what a trollic might sound like? Maybe I'll try and recreate some of those. Right? I think that could be a thing. We can highlight them up on the screen there so everybody can see them. And
Last we have is Jordan looking forward to hearing the sound.
I hope they're usable, Jordan. I really do.
We can hope.
We did our best. That's what counts. Maybe what you need is chaos in a battle, and you need just craziness, right?
Who's this? You have a fog lock on you?
Quad lock.
Okay. I didn't know that they did the armband.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do a quad lock too?
Yeah. Mine's all patriotic and shit.
Yeah, but his quad lock is for motorcycles, not for running.
Was it not clear?
I just wanted to make sure everything was clear.
Was it not clear that I'm not a runner? I know I have this.
You're not a
runner's
runner.
Physique.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a belly button?
Oh. Are you serious?
Oh, God. You're welcome.
Dude, that Kadir. I'm gonna call it right now. I think that's
what happened
the
to
best.
Jordan Con stays at Jordan Con.
I think that's the best Kadir cosplay ever created.
I like to think that that's exactly what Kadir's belly button looks like. After.
Yes. 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 That is absolutely
the one part that remains.
That is absolutely.
Bruh. I hadn't really looked
at
it.
I can't even. That's so messed up.
Bruh. But on the upside, I have abs. So that's nice.
You got abs.
Yep.
You
do got abs. It's a big old belly button buckle right in the middle. Just scarred everybody. I think you might have another big one. You might have asked him, but you hadn't heard the answer yet. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, thank you. I found someone with expert knowledge of Trollocs who has gone undercover as a Trolloc. Sir, introduce yourself.
Hi. Just me or
you? Yeah, well,
okay.
You and.
Okay.
Whatever right. You want.
I'm Kelsey. Narc Smart, Narc Stay.
That's right. He's not wrong. That is what one of the Trollocs sounds like.
I'm very pleased.
Maybe that was him. Maybe Narg is not actually smart. Narg is a human who is like undercover, living amongst the Trollocs to gain information about them, and then stupid Rand had to kill him.
What if Narg was made with what the Dark One distilled from Padme Thane? And that's why Narg is able to
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You can't just drop that like...
Like, what if that's what happened?
And that would even work, because that's why he would be compelled to talk to Rand over anybody else.
Could be.
Sir.
Yeah, just a thought.
All right, I got someone else. I think I'm gonna be able to grab.
But this still the same.
Yeah, and the timing would work out. Mm-hmm. Train would have to get all the way back to the rivers, so they would have time to get to Dalek. And get through.
That was the thing, like. Fane was distilled over and over and over again for years.
Yeah.
I found another Ashaman. So go ahead, come on up, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Huck Ashaman of the Black Tower.
You got it down.
Well done.
That's right. Okay, and what's been your favorite Jordantown moment so far?
Well, so far, one of my favorite experiences was being on the Black Tower Live broadcast.
Oh, this man knows how to kiss some ass. I mean, the right answer. you have experience killing Trollocs.
Yes,
many.
Yes.
I mean,
the first thing is, you get them right in the hamstring, they'll never kill again. They go, like that.
They
make that exact sound.
What kind of a sound do Trollocs make?
Literally, that's it.
Oh, I love it. Well, Ashaman, thank you so much for being here. Have a fantastic group.
Thank you. Everybody,
and,
pay attention to the Black Tower Podcast. One of the best on the internet.
Woo!
You heard the man. Ashaman out.
Ashaman out. Yeah, get out of here. Go. All right. Do we have time for another impression?
I don't know what I think the fear.
5 minutes. I think we can get one more. I think we're going to get one more. I can feel it in the ether. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
There was a lobby thing last night. Very professionally done.
We need... Okay, I think I found someone. Hold on.
Professional level. I really listen on my shade, but I'm enjoying that everybody's wearing these long capes and everybody keeps getting stepped on.
Oh no.
I didn't
bring my cape this year, and even then, like, I deliberately got like the shorter like battle cape that only comes down to like calf.
Okay, here we go. We got one final Trolloc impression for the day. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Valerie.
Hello, Valerie, and who are you dressed up as today? What's been your favorite JordanCon moment so far?
Which ended with about 30 people hurling Victorian-era insults at each other. Like, you gleeking, bum-filled, fart gill or whatever, you know, just ridiculous.
It was glorious. I was there for that part.
It was very...
What did I walk in?
Yeah.
That's great.
On Facebook, when you think of Trollocs, it sounds like...
It would sound intimidating. Wait, you have to...
That's the Trollocs.
Okay, let me... No, that's okay. All right, let's burn out the voice. I've never tried to make a sound like this before. Roar! No, that is not cat. That is not what they would sound like. But I think maybe an eagle trolley. I don't really think I can do another sound other than that one. I can't even use the kazoos that they're passing out. Trying to figure that out.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, the only thing I can figure with like people not being able to hear the audio is maybe it's a signal.
Because
we are using like the hotel's open Wi-Fi.
That's
my best guess because I can hear it on my phone. Damon can hear it on his phone. But
and you guys are connected to the local Wi-Fi, yeah.
So it might just be with it uploading to StreamYard and then StreamYard uploading
the
YouTube.
Audio.
Yeah, and the audio is important. That's like 90% of the show.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like a podcast. I think you'd be really good at audio.
Weird.
We certainly wouldn't lose 10 minutes.
We absolutely
very, very
would
interview.
Not lose 10 minutes of the most important audio of our podcasting careers. We would never do that. We would never do that. That's not a thing that would
never
happen.
Never.
All right. Well, hey, what do you say we wrap this thing up and go get some Korean barbecue?
Sounds good. I'm a definitely change because I'm not walking.
You don't want to freak the normies?
Well, I mean, would you imagine how quickly Atlanta PD would be called on if somebody saw this belly button? All right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. All right. Well, thank you, everybody at home, for tuning in and watching along with us. As we've gone into the world collecting scientific research about these mythical creatures called Trollocs. For some reason, the Borderlands insist that they're real. Okay. And you guys just stopped every single one for the last 1,000 years. Okay. Right. But you know what? We're doing the research. We're giving it a good faith argument. Leia, do you want to go ahead and tell everybody where you're from and to talk your way out real quick?
Cosplaying Sephiroth.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That was a good cosplay.
That was great.
Yeah, so we're on the Malfair Talks YouTube channel. We do live shows 9 p.m. Eastern Thursday night. Come chat with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate having you. Eamon, same thing. Tell everybody where you're from.
Fort Mike. Slowly building it back up. We do every other Friday night. Brad Ginler, I'm 6 or 7. Mountain time, depending on our crazy life.
And right now we're in our cosplay era.
We're doing cosplay. Our cosplay will be on tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Over the last month.
That's right.
We're on every platform you can think of.
And Andrew, why don't you take this bad boy home and give it a good smack on the booty?
I mean, I don't know why my brain just like absolutely just buzzed off of my So
I do. You were taking
don't
it
know what's
home
going
and giving
on with
it
the audio.
A
audio
the
has
bouquet.
Been the bane of our existence this weekend.
It really has.
It really has. Tech issues.
Horrible.
Persist, whatever. So if you are actually able to hear this, then great. And if not, well, sorry. Nothing we can do about it. We're at the mercy of the local hotel Wi-Fi doing this thing. So we'll get as much posted and pictured and all that kind of stuff as we can over the next couple of days. And once we get back, and we're still going to record Tuesday after we get back, if we decide that we are.
Yeah.
So we'll still be recording. All that kind of stuff, back to usual schedule after Donacon. But if you're not already in our Discord, then hop on over to blacktowerpod.com where you can find the Patreon that Leah was mentioning. You can find the Discord, you can find the merch stores, all that fun, fantastic stuff that we have to offer. And I'm going to ask Damon if you'd be so kind to click the end stream button because
that's right.
I don't
hey.
Have the skin for it to be felt.
And just so you guys know, you can't stop the change. It's going to come for you all.